This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all along the line on the Genesis Communications Network. It's GCNlive.com. You go over and find out more about them. And oh, by the way, we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America. And we're also broadcasting on some of the leading independent stations out across America. Appreciate everybody that's hearing us, all the stations that are carrying us. Thank you so very, very much. And also, let's not forget about everybody listening on the Internet around the world as we are streaming live on various radio stations, plus off the syndicator's website, GCNlive.com. And I'm also streaming off my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You don't need to have a player to listen over there. You just go over, click on the link, and boom, away you go. And, of course, we're also up on the satellite, so you can hear us just about anywhere. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers out there, Felix and John and Jesse and James and Don and William, and we've talked to all of them over the past several hours, and we appreciate them very much for what they do. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and other petroleum products so we can get on down the road. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter. We're on True Social, and we're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and click on the link. It's right there towards the bottom of the website, and listen to the show right now live. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it over there, and you don't need a player to listen to it either. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics in California, IA, with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
And good morning, Captain.
And you have decided that you are not going to go after that brain chip transplant that Elon Musk is trying to push.
Well, they haven't made the right offer yet, but I'm open to suggestions on that.
Okay, well, we've got someone to suggest here, and after we introduce the colonel, the retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and of course he is with the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, chairman of that group. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, my bi-coastal buddies, the captain and the professor. Good to be with you on this Thursday morning on the cusp of fall here in the always sunny state of Florida.
Do you want to hear who our suggestion is for the computer chip from Elon Musk?
Please say it's not me.
No.
But inquire.
No, it's Jeff in Sarasota.
Oh, okay, Jeff in Sarasota.
Yep. Perfect candidate, right?
Maybe he will improve his dance moves with the appropriate chip, huh?
Perfect candidate. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we're going to remind you of that every chance we get. Now, Colonel, what the heck happened the other day in South Carolina with that F-35 Marine jet? Have you been following that?
I have, but I haven't followed the latest. We talked about during the break was extraordinarily interesting to me. The idea there might have been some kind of hijacking of it, but not in the common sense of, you know, a terrorist get on board or a fake pilot, but the digital hijacking that might have driven that. I mean, part of mine is what to know. This is not the first time this sort of thing has happened, but when you're talking about this type of aircraft with the sophisticated stuff on board there, it's a cause of great concern. And, of course, digital warfare is, that brave new world of warfare. And so, that's a little frightening thought to think that that might be a possibility.
Well, it's been mentioned, and Kyle, you've heard it too, artificial intelligence and or just a plain old computer hack.
Well, sure. And in fact, of course, the Chinese are always trying to get into the different systems. I'm sure that they, could spread a lot of chaos in a very short period of time if they wanted to, dealing with some other kind of event that they want to create.
Yeah. My thought is, I wonder where the Chinese were with a submarine or a ship.
Indeed, yes.
All right. Colonel, Kyle wants you to ask you about this little city in Texas that's popped up suddenly, Colony Ridge.
Well, yes. This is something that Denise Simon actually brought up. She's written about it at founderscode.com and was telling us about it earlier. Evidently, there's a city located in Texas right now called Colony Ridge, or an area called Colony Ridge, that they're actually trying to import a lot of illegal aliens and actually get them to vote at some point. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break.
You bet. Hold on, guys. Okay, we're coming right back with more. And retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. We're going to tell you where he's going to be this weekend. Won't be where I'm at. Should be, but he's going where he's going, and I'm going where I'm going.
You found it. The most listened-to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Nissan has got a bunch of locations. I'm going to tell you where they're at in a minute. But Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan were the originators of the You Serve, You Save package, where if you've served in the United States military and on active duty, or if you're a veteran, or if you are a first responder, EMS, firefighter, or police, or if you're a church pastor too, current or retired, you'll get a great deal offered to you because of your service to our country. And you can go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, to take a look at what they have to offer and go from there. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's your key to getting the savings. Now, you can check them out by going to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They got that huge American flag you can see a couple miles away before you ever get there. Also, the Nissan and Acura dealers on Florida Avenue in Tampa, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura, side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And you can also find them, and I'll be soon up in Brooksville, at their latest dealership, in Brooksville, Moss Nissan on State Route 50, west of the central part of town, out there by the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road, right there. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, Moss care for the life of the vehicle, whether you get a used or a brand new one, certified pre-owned or a new one. And, of course, you get the You Serve, You Save package if you've been in the military, or if you are in the military, or if you've been a first responder or church pastor. So, there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and now down to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friends.
All right, now, We've got a caller on the line. Let me go over here and see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, America. Driver Mike down here in Venice.
What's up?
Hey, for the people down here, 776 and 41 intersection, just before, there's a little RV park. For the local people, we got to take Jacaranda to go around, to go on 41 there. One of them happy campers is on fire there. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So just a reminder, people know down here, you got to take Jacaranda. Can't go to the intersection.
All righty. Thanks for telling us that. You take care and have a great day.
Number two, down here between Venice and Fort Myers, we had 4 to 5 inches last night of rain.
Wow.
People, the critters and the animals, they're going to start looking for higher ground, so watch your step. And also, you're going to have standing water all over the place. I'm seeing a lot of main puddles on all these small roads, side roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay attention, people. Drive safe.
All right. Thank you. Take care, my friend. All right, well, that's a public service by Driver Mike. We appreciate him, right, Kyle?
Absolutely we do.
And I'll make sure that our news guy knows about that when he goes to give the news report. Okay, well, go back to the colonel. You were talking about something there, so.
Well, you had asked me to ask him about this article that Denise Simon had written regarding Colony Ridge in Texas. And evidently, this is somehow the ability to create basically a brand new district. And this may be one of the reasons, we stress may be one of the reasons, why the federal government would want to keep the immigrants in Texas and not have them bust out of the state, because they want to create this district where they can have, guess what, voting in this district. And, of course, it never ceases to amaze us, does it, Lieutenant Colonel?
Yeah, that's right. You know, when you allow the flow of folks over the border, the flow like water downhill, water finds a way. And it isn't always going to be by bus to Pennsylvania, New York, or Los Angeles. And it's not always going to be to places outside of Texas. It's got to find a way. So, yeah, why? It should not be any surprise that there would be whole collections of folks that would start colonies of folks that have crossed illegally, because, you know, the state of Texas and the governor there have screamed forever and a day that they can't handle that. The mayor of New York City, who, oh, by the way, Biden is not talking to come with a solution and just want to let things go as they are. So it's no surprise that the natural flow of things is that we have crazy stuff happen like that. Now, whether I think ultimately, and whether it's by design or whatever, I think it's by, hey, this is okay with us, and if that's the way it does, we form districts where they can vote and do otherwise, maybe so. But that's a step beyond where we're at now. Right now, it's just uncontrolled flow, and the natural outcome of that is that you'll have pockets of it because that water can't flow anywhere else. It's got to find its resting place, and it found it in that colony, didn't it?
Well, there's 75,000 people there right now. A year ago, there was 30,000.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's you found that pocket right there, and you got that little lake of folks that should have never crossed the border unfettered, and there they be.
Yeah, well, it makes you wonder. Well, let's talk about a little bit about Ukraine, because we have to. When Zelensky came to D.C., we were hearing about finalizing the deal for a couple hundred million dollars for the next aid package they get, which they're usually about 6 months apart from each other. And then, just this morning, maybe an hour ago, we hear about $330 million coming up next for another series of aid packages going to them. So not a bad day's haul, is it?
No, and we know for a long time that there's no end to that. We have, with all the discussion about what should a strategy, what should the operational strategic strategy to be with us in Ukraine, it's like so many things in the world.
and like the unfettered flow of folks across the border, it's got a life of its own. It's almost like, well, it's inevitable. All this discussion about will we have a government shutdown or will we not? Is it okay to have a record $33 trillion in debt or not? And then it all seems to be just a bunch of bluster and talk because what's going to happen is going to happen. The only thing that we seem to be able to do is to slow down the speed and acceleration of which was going, but it's kind of like, hey, is it going to hit the wall at 100 miles per hour or is it going to hit the wall at 60 miles per hour? I'm not so sure it matters in the end because the passengers, we just don't have the ability to save the passengers and we'll probably perish.
By the way, I know Fred is being a little bit funny here with what he just had to say, but our buddy Fred down in Fort Lauderdale, he's saying, we the U.S. would never invade or occupy a sovereign nation other than maybe Libya, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Syria. I don't think that we've invaded Iran, and I don't think that we've occupied it at all. That's number one. I don't think we've done it to the most part in Syria. We've done it in pockets, but not the whole area. However, Libya is a different story, Iraq's a different story, and so is Afghanistan. Is that a fair assumption?
Particularly the United States is concerned. Now, if he wants to go back to past history, and of course the Sykes-Picot Agreement, done in secret by the European powers, about how the Middle East was going to be divided up and putting puppet-friendly Arab rulers in charge of all those countries to include Iran. Yeah, okay, well, maybe that was a quasi-invasion and we're paying the price and continue to, and there's no end in sight for that. So I guess philosophically he's got a good point, but it's mainly the United States playing cleanup after the parade is over and as the mess out there on the streets in the Middle East was left by the European nations, and here we go.
Mm. Kyle, what you think?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, just a real quick question for the Lieutenant Colonel, and that is, we've got a Pentagon official who says that any kind of blockade China might try to do against Taiwan would ultimately fail. First of all, why would they blockade them, and do you think that would be the case? We only have a few seconds, but let us know what you think.
Well, a couple of reasons have been thrown out for why they would do it. One is a preamble to an invasion. Which I think they prefer not to have to do. They would like to see the Taiwanese just readily say, okay, China, we are one with you and we will accept being your former government. And then they want to affect elections in the democratic part of Taiwan. There's somebody that's friendly and eventually will move towards unifying with China. That's the ultimate goal. That's what the Chinese want. And,
all right, Colonel.
We didn't stand in the way, so there you go. We reap what we sow.
Colonel, have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday or maybe before. Have a great one.
All right, you as well.
All righty, and Kyle, you hang in there. Kyle and I will be right back with more right after these messages coming right up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. President Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland was on Capitol Hill for the second time in as many weeks, for an oversight hearing yesterday, this time in the Senate Judiciary Committee that featured several pointed clashes of Republican senators claiming a double standard of justice under Garland's watch. House Judiciary Chair Republican Jim Jordan squares off with Garland over the fiasco that is the Hunter Biden felony gun case.
Mr. Weiss was a supervisor of the investigation at that time and at all times. He made the appropriate decisions, and you'll be able to ask him that question, and he will.
You know why they did it. Everyone knows why they did it. It's one thing to have a gun charge in Delaware. That doesn't involve the President of the United States. But Burisma? Oh, my. That goes right to the White House. We can't have that.
Today is Armenia and Belize Independence Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America is brought to you by CV4A.org, the website, ConcernedVeteransForAmerica.org. Go over there, check it out, and see what you can do. Volunteer to help them out. They're always looking for people to help them. Or maybe you might want to give them a financial contribution to help them work their goals of achieving more benefits and more information for the veterans that are out there. So CV4A.org, the website CV4A.org. Go over there and check it out. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and now down to Jimmy G. Smith, the Florida Director for Concerned Veterans for America. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Kyle. What a wonderful day.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and if you're in the pocket, if you're in the good graces of the United States and you happen to be Ukraine, you've cleaned about $500 million off the table so far this week for just showing up at the U.N.
You know, Captain, one of the things is we see this blank check mentality that's coming out of, you know, the president's office to Ukraine. But the reason I say it's a good day, though, is even though things like that are happening, there is Congress taking its actual efforts and being successful. Radio and other efforts are being successful in driving Congress to do their job. Yesterday, a letter by bipartisan letter by Barbara Lee and Chip Roy was sent to Congress to have a floor vote requesting Speaker McCarthy have a floor vote on the repeal of the AUMS. So even though there's things like what's happening with the blank check mentality, there are people who are listeners today that have pushed Congress to actually do their jobs to do these repeals. So it's a good day.
Well, they did it last night because they voted to appoint General Brown, the Air Force Chief of Staff, to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's a fine gentleman. I've met him one time before, a number of years ago, when he was here at MacDill, and I was impressed with him. And we'll see how he does as the Joint Chiefs Chairman, because Milley, I believe, leaves today.
Well, and that's a good thing. The big thing on when these people are appointed, when the hope is going forward, the new leadership will think about things differently. So as an example, the open wars, the endless wars that we describe all the time, part of that is driven by what leadership in the military thinks as an answer to how, you know, foreign policy should be done, instead of allowing it to be driven by Congress and the president. Quite often, if you're, you know, a general and you're involved in this, your advice is always going to be, well, we can deploy forces, we can use the military. Hopefully these new commanders coming in will not have that mindset. And again, hopefully Congress will step up and do their jobs and make sure that we are not using the military for foreign policy as the primary effort.
Yeah. Kyle, your thought?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, back in the day when George W. Bush was running for president, one of the main questions in one of the debates was about nation building. And George W. Bush said, no, I don't want to be involved in nation building. And then, of course, he got into office. 9/11 happened. We went to Afghanistan, and guess what? We got in the nation-building business, and that led to the beginning of that almost 20 years, or almost, essentially 20-year commitment in that part of the world.
And how'd that work out?
You know, it didn't work out. But Kyle, I mean, think about what you just said is basically the current mentality is to have our military go around the world and do nation-building. Now, they're not talking about just simply saying now the Department of Agriculture to help farmers farm better, or the, you know, various departments to go out there and help strengthen countries and their economic and their political efforts. They're using the military for all these efforts. These nation building efforts are military nation building efforts. And again, that's not the military's job. Its job is to be the strongest military in the entire world, which we fully support, and then to go out and force our foreign policies and enforce peace with our, you know, with our allies and things like that, and then come home. So we see what you're saying is the foreign policy now has shifted to a nation-building kind of thing, but we didn't learn our lessons in Vietnam. We didn't learn our lessons in Afghanistan. It is still out there. But, again, fortunately, we are having members of Congress, bipartisan, who are now starting to move forward to get away from that mentality by repealing these AUMFs.
Well, you know, there's a it seems to be, you would think, a bipartisan effort going on to try to work together, but it doesn't seem to be that way ever. Am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong, but one of the things is when it is something good like this, you don't hear it. This right now, this effort is not being headline news on the various news media, because quite often it's, you know, talk shows like this where we have real conversations about the real issues and show bipartisan effort and things like that that everybody claims they want. But whenever you see the headlines on MSNBC and all these others, it's always the poking in the eye kind of news system instead of really having conversations about what's best for America. That's why I love coming on to the radio and talking to you guys, because we care more about what's best for America, not necessarily about one party over another. If both parties are doing the right thing and they're working together, that should be advocated. That should be shown as the right way for our Congress to do their job and move forward. And it goes back to your discussion about the vote in reference to the military leaders. Things like this, when it's bipartisan, we should be championing it. This should be the primary conversation. And the repeal of the AUMFs is truly something to celebrate.
Are you worried, Jimmy, about the Russian-Iranian cooperation we keep seeing?
You know, we always worry about foreign policy that may end up seeing, you know, more partnerships out there that may affect American foreign policy. But again, it goes back to when our foreign leaders see that, the very first thing they do is they scream, you know, everybody's working together and they're bad and they're evil. Well, what are we doing in a way to decline from that issue? So as an example, can we work with Russia and Iran in ways that would make them less likely to hate America? And this is one of the things that we quite often don't do. We turn to the military and say, well, do we need to have a stronger military because we have an enemy? Well, can we do more trade? Can we send over foreign dignitaries to their countries to have discussions on why we, you know, have all this conflict? We don't see a lot of dignitaries working towards peace around the world. We continue to hear about needing a stronger, bigger military to defend against them. They're not using all the tools in the toolbox right now. The conversations are predominantly about the military. And again, this goes back to Congress. Its duty goes back to the AUMF and, you know, how they have this blank check. You think about the AUMF in reference to the Middle East from 1957. That one there is a presumptive AUMF. Basically, it says American go anywhere to defend or to defeat communism. Why do we have an open-ended policy like that that goes towards the use of the military predominantly instead of putting in all the other tools, trade, diplomacy, and things like that? We're not hearing the effort of diplomacy to reduce the level of potential conflict.
No, and I don't think we're going to hear it.
Well, that's a shame. I mean, what do we elect our leaders for, and why do we have these people appointed to these different departments, the State Department and things like that? What is the goal of the State Department? Is it to send our military around the world, or is it to find ways to build trade, to increase our influence by using diplomacy, or is it just, again, to turn to the military and say, we don't like what's going on, send the military? And that's, again, why the AUMF appeal is important, something to celebrate, and we're not doing it enough.
Yeah, speaking of departments, we've got a brand new department of, what was it, Kyle? Law enforcement, something or another?
I think the Biden administration's establishing a special office on gun violence or something. I think, is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's a new agency. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have a particular
boot.
Go ahead.
You know, focus on where our priorities are because there is so much more. There's different entities and different elements out there. I'm sure the NRA is going to have a field day with that issue. But the truth is, you know, if you allow, if citizens like you and I and others who are listening today, if we allow unchecked government, then things like this happen. Again, it goes back to the success that we're having in AUMS because your listeners, the listeners today right now who have called in and emailed their congressional members are moving things forward. If, you know, if any of these departments or anything's going to happen, if listeners will be active and engaged, it's less likely to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. Well, we're going to be running out of time here, Jimmy. CV4A.org is the website, CV4A.org. People can go over there, get involved either by becoming a member, joining, donating money, whatever, right?
Well, we don't take donations, but basically if they want to be active, if they want to have their voice and see the success we're seeing and be part of it, they can go to the website, check us out, and become, you know, volunteers.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, my friends. Maybe I'll see you sooner. Never know.
God bless you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
America Third Watch Radio Program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, final edition for a Thursday morning. Brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, our oldest sponsor, been with us the longest ever since day number one of the program coming on the air, and we appreciate them so very much. Now, by the way, from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call when it comes to your blinds, your shades, or your shutters. They've done lots of work for me and my neighbors. They've always done a great job. And, of course, I would highly recommend them to anyone. Now, they're located, their business itself is located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. They've got a very nice display store there. You can go in there and see all the different things that they would install in your home or that you can install if you want or whatever, but you can certainly buy them. And, oh, by the way, veterans and first responders, you get a discount there. Regular armed forces, too, get a discount at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. The number again, 941-922-2345. Or just schedule an appointment or stop on by the store, whatever works for you. And remember, they are local, they are experienced, they are Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number one more time, 941-922-2345. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We want to mention and go back on something here that we did talk about. That's Hunter Biden. He was trying to get a Zoom call set up to do his arraignment so he could have other people on the call involved watching what was going on or whatnot. And the judge said, absolutely not. The federal magistrate says, we will do it by the book. You will come see me, and you will make an appearance in court.
Well, right. I think he just wanted to avoid the spectacle again of having
sure.
to come in for a court appearance of any kind. But basically what they the prosecutors noted as part of their position on this was that the court's standing order that existed a while back, but not anymore, authorizing virtual proceedings during the pandemic, that's all expired. So they can't hide behind that. And I think that especially given the weight of the case and the prominence of this individual, Hunter Biden, yeah, I think he'd want him to come into court. I mean, they made Trump go into court, didn't they? I mean, so mm-hmm. he couldn't do a virtual appearance.
Well, he probably would have liked to.
Well, sure. I mean, I understand the why they want to, but definitely, definitely, Hunter Biden sort of run into a thing here now where it's almost they got to make sure that they're not showing him too much deference because of how it looks. I mean, even to the White House, the optics are terrible.
By the way, I got Mark asking me about the gun show down in Sarasota on Saturday, the Two Guys Gun Show that I'll be at from 9 to 2 at the Robarts Arena. Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Now, they're going to have a couple of specials going on down there at the Two Guys display. That's Two Guys Gun Show. The sponsor has a display table there. And they're going to have guns on sale. The ARs will be $499 for an AR. And the pump shotguns will be $199. Both of those are some seriously reduced prices. And, I mean, I saw the shotguns last time around. I almost bought one because I was thinking about it. But I said, no, yeah. I've already got one. What do I need a second one for? But then again, who knows? But anyway, they've got the ARs on sale for $499 and a pump shotgun for $199. Two Guys Gun Show down in Sarasota this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3, Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Check them out.
All right. Sounds like it'll be a great time. Absolutely.
Yep. Now, back to what we were talking about here and a little something to mention. The Attorney General, Mr. Garland, was just sitting there, and you could see the smoke coming off the top of his head the way that he was being grilled by the Republicans. And then, of course, you got Jerry Nadler, who spoke up and said, well, this whole thing is becoming political. It's all about political this, political that. What a dope that guy is. What the hell do you think he was doing not very long ago when he was in charge?
Well, right. Well, Attorney General Garland was being grilled pretty good on the Hill.
As he should have.
Right. And regarding his view or the things that he's the connotation he's given, shall we say, about traditional Catholics. Now, we've got Representative Jeff Van Drew, Republican out of New Jersey, who asked him to give a pretty straight yes or no answer to the question, are Catholics violent extremists? And kind of tried to dance around that subject, and he said he didn't know what the word traditional meant. But Van Drew, you know, stepped in right away, and he said Catholics that go to church. That's a direct quote. So again, this whole notion that somehow Catholic people with seriously held religious traditional beliefs are somehow extremists, that's not a connotation that really flies in the United States of America, I would hope.
It did if you're those guys.
Well, again, it's all part of the framing, and that's what it's all about. You see, if you have people who are not happy about some the curriculum, let's say, and I think in many ways they have good reason not to be happy with the school curriculum, but then that doesn't make them violent extremists. It makes them very, very concerned parents. But when you label somebody like that, it sure makes it easier on the 5 o'clock news to say, oh, look how these crazy people are. They don't understand about education, and they don't, you know, this, it's just a way of creating that frame.
Well, unfortunately, the liberals are always trying to do something like that because that's the way they operate. Now, again, folks, if you haven't paid attention, we just mentioned Hunter Biden has been ordered to appear in person for his arraignment on the gun charges that are going on there. In addition, another big story that broke late last night was the fact that the Biden administration has announced $600 million to produce COVID tests and will once again reopen the website where you can order them from.
That's right. And I'm not trying to be funny, but coming soon to you, right?
Yeah.
Coming soon to a place near you, COVID. And so let's get the tests out there so that when we start seeing these numbers, quote unquote, go up, and it is a real disease, there's no doubt about that. But unfortunately, they seem to be setting the stage, don't they, Captain, of having a COVID issue all over again.
Well, yeah, but see, you can have the flu and somebody can misidentify it as being COVID because it's the flu. And it stays that way for a month or two, and they go, oh, look at the numbers, they're spiking, but they're not. It's not COVID.
You know, I think if the Democrats believe that they can mm-hmm. do COVID 2.0 on everybody, mm-hmm. I think they've got another thing coming. People are mm-hmm. not going to shut their businesses down yeah. and segregate the whole time.
And a couple more things, and then we're done for the day. Joe Biden announced a new federal office for gun violence prevention, the first ever federal office of gun violence. Holy smokes.
Well, I wish the government would focus in on violence, you know, but again, gun violence, that's a particular thing that they want to try again to connotate that if it wasn't for all these guns, we wouldn't have all this violence. Well, it's a different, that's a whole different approach, but part of it is again to try to dilute the notion of the Second Amendment overall.
And then we have Neuralink. And we know you're not going to, we know I'm not going to, but they're looking for volunteers for the brain implant chip that will apparently help humans function in many different ways. So we volunteered Jeff in Sarasota as a willing participant. I don't know that he'd be willing, but we volunteered him, though, right?
Yeah, and he doesn't know it yet.
No,
that's the fun part, right? He doesn't know it yet.
No, his friends have volunteered him for this special assignment.
That's right. And he doesn't have a choice. It's already done. It's a done deal.
Yeah, when we tie his hands behind his back and strap him in the chair, and then he finds out that he's getting the chip, then he can rant and roar and rave all he wants, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, Kyle, I hear the music. That means I'll be talking to you tonight. Another great show. Thank you very much for your help, and I look forward to talking to you tonight, my friend.
Thanks, Captain. Take care, everybody.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out, thekylewarrenshow.com. And I'll be back tonight, too. Lots more to talk about. God, who even knows where we're going to be going with this stuff? It keeps changing all the time. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America. Remember, it's all about we the people.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.